Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Starting at 11, come and taste the tradition.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Johnson Tractor, your trusted partner for farm equipment, service, and support. From field to finish, they've got you covered.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An ex-Marine smashing his pickup into an LDS church in Grand Blanc, Michigan, opening fire and setting the building ablaze. Four people were killed, the gunman also killed in a shootout with police. With just hours to go before the federal government shuts down, President Trump will meet today with top Democratic and Republican leaders in Congress. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio in Washington with more on what each side wants.
Democrats are demanding a new funding bill that reverses Medicaid cuts and extends expiring Obamacare subsidies to prevent health insurance premiums from rising for millions of Americans. Republicans are pushing for a more simple short-term funding fix to keep the government running until November 20th. A shutdown would mean millions of federal employees, including members of the military, TSA officers, and ICE agents, would work without pay until the government reopens.
Missouri lawmakers agreeing to new congressional maps, just like Texas, that will likely give the GOP more seats in the midterms next year. This is ABC News. After nearly 34 years, investigators say they have identified the man responsible for the brutal killings of four teenage girls at a Texas yogurt shop.
Officials say it was serial killer Robert Eugene Brashers, who shot Sarah and Jennifer Harbison, Eliza Thomas, and Amy Ayers in 1991, before setting the Austin yogurt shop on fire, compromising the evidence, and leading to a decades-long mystery. An HBO documentary released last month focused new attention on the murders.
We had so many suspects,
but it was never solved.
Now police say using DNA technology, they've been able to link Brashers to the crime scene.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Tropical Storm Imelda, the ninth named storm of this year's Atlantic hurricane season. States of emergency in effect in the Carolinas, which could see up to 6 inches of rain. Imelda is likely to become a hurricane, but is expected to turn away from the U.S. in the Atlantic. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Save big on Case IH genuine parts and service at Johnson Tractor. Right now, get up to 35% off electric guidance bundles and 25% off hydraulic bundles. Plus, save $1,000 on accuracy unlocks with RTK Plus and up to $3,000 on connectivity bundles. Trade in for up to 50% off precision products or choose 3.99% financing for 36 months. Don't wait. Trust Case IH genuine parts and service and visit Johnson Tractor today.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Auctions. Our real estate team gives you options and bundled services to help you sell your real estate. Recently, I worked with a family who wanted to retire and sell their large operation. I met with the family and their accountants, and we made a plan for how to best to sell each of their assets. We sold 3 farms through a sealed bid auction. We sold 2 sets of commercial buildings through traditional listings. We sold another to a neighbor and sold the last one through a cash buyout. Oh, and we sold their farm equipment through live auction. Along the way, I got a driveway variance, our legal team drafted multiple easements and deeds, and our title company partners closed and insured all the transactions. Advice, real estate sales, legal services, auction services, and title services. No other real estate firm can do what we do. If we did all that for their family, just think what we can do for yours. Wilkinson Auctions gives you options on how best to sell your property and the team to help you do it. Go to WilkinsonAuctions.com for more info on the options we can offer to you.
An update on sports today is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Micah Parsons got a sack for the Packers against his former mentor in overtime, but nobody won. In the star rusher's return to Dallas Sunday night, the Cowboys had to settle for a short field goal on the opening possession in overtime. That kick coming 2 plays after Parsons tackled a scrambling Dak Prescott from behind at the 4-yard line for a sack. Green Bay then drove the field for a field goal on the final play for a 40-40 tie last night. Elsewhere in NFL football, it was a win for Pittsburgh over the Vikings, 24-21, Atlanta 34, and Washington 27. Buffalo 31-19 over New Orleans, Detroit 34, Cleveland 10, Houston 26-0 over Tennessee, the Giants 21, Chargers 18, New England 42, Carolina 13, Philadelphia beat Tampa Bay 31-25, Jacksonville 26, San Francisco 21. The Rams over Indianapolis 27-20. The Bears edged Las Vegas 25-24 and Kansas City 37-20 over Baltimore. On the final day of the regular season for Major League Baseball, the Brewers beat the Reds 4-2, Atlanta 4-1 over Pittsburgh, San Francisco 4-0 winners against Colorado, the Cubs edged St. Louis 2-0, Miami 4, the Mets 0, San Diego 12, and Arizona 4. In the American League, Boston 4 and Detroit 3, Yankees 3-2 over Baltimore, Kansas City got the win against the Athletics 9-2, Houston 6-2 over the Angels, Toronto 13, Tampa Bay 4, Cleveland 9-8 over Texas. And an interleague play, White Sox 8, Washington 0, Philadelphia 2-1 over Minnesota, and the Dodgers got the win against Seattle 6-1. That is a look at sports.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
For the Richland Hospital and Clinics, obesity answers are more than numbers on a scale. Allison Ewing, family nurse practitioner, is one of the providers behind Get Fit, a program helping people of all ages who are struggling. She will run labs to rule out underlying conditions, then look at things you might not consider, like sleep patterns and mental health. Consider scheduling an appointment with Allison. No referral is necessary.
Our high temperature will be up near the mid-80s again today. Mainly sunny and very warm for this time of year. Southeast to south winds around 5. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible, a low of 55. Tuesday, partly cloudy and continued quite warm, a high of 81. Wednesday, partly sunny and mild, a high of 77. Thursday, 80 with sunshine and 84 Friday. Right now, WRCO. We're at the overnight low for the morning on the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. It is 49.
Yeah, here's to the boys back home drinking Duro beers on a Friday night. Yeah, I'm wishing I was with y'all singing them old songs. Truck circled up around a farm fire. That needle in the red in a diesel, they my kind of people.
Dylan Marlowe and Dylan Scott on WRCO Radio. Good morning. 11 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Phil Nee with you as we get going today and get the day started, the week started. We're going to hit the ground running again this week with lots of busy stuff. And we'll celebrate homecomings with Riverdale and Richland Center and Ithaca among the schools this week. So it is homecoming time, and those schools are going to get a home run weather-wise. I don't know that homecomings are normally this warm. It's supposed to be pretty warm this weekend again. Temps in the, 84 Friday, 82 Saturday, and a slight chance of a shower maybe Saturday night. Is a mention of rain for the weekend, but not much. And you talk about Richland Center's homecoming parade on Friday. It should be a nice day for that. Riverdale's homecoming parade on Friday afternoon, and Ithaca's Saturday morning as well. Center Color Fest, that going on this weekend as well, with a nighttime parade Saturday night, and it should be just fine for that too. So we're good as we get toward the beginning of October. Unbelievable. We're at 49, the overnight low, WRCO Radio on a Monday. Let's go to the auction.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are you going to give for? I'm at 25 to give 30 now. Five, another $40. I'm going to make it 40 now. Five, another $50. I'm going to make it 50 now. Five. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bid it now, $30, $30, will they give me 30, make it 30, bid it to mama, $30, will they give me 30, hoorah, bid it a $30 bid. $30 bid it now, $35, will they give me 35, to make it 35, to bid it a 35, who would have bid it at a $35 bid. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid it on the $40, $40 will they give me 40, make it a 40, bid it on the $40, will they give me 40, hoorah, bid it a $40 bid. $40 bid it now, $45, will they give me 45, make it a 45, bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid. So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back home a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore, he had all he could do and more, had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land, let's pause and give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid it now, $50, $50 will they give me, $50, make it $50, bid it on the $50, will they give me $50, hoorah, the $50 bill. $50 bid it now, $55, will they give me $55, make it a $55, bid it a $55, I sold that hog for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come a lot of number 29 in, what are they going to get for them? I'm at 25 to get 30 now, $5, hoorah, bid it a $5, another $40, I'm going to make it a $40 now, $5, hoorah, bid it a $5, make it a $5, yes, $5 now, $60, will they give me $60 now, $5, hoorah, bid it a $5, another.
All I'd been blessed with in this life, there was an emptiness in me. I was imprisoned by the power of gold. With one honest touch, you set me free. Let the world stop turning, let the sun
can't stop burning. Let them tell me love's not worth going through. If it all falls apart, I will know deep in my heart the only dream that mattered had come true. In this life, I was loved.
Colin Ray on WRCO In This Life. On a good Monday morning, Phil Nee with you as we get together today, 18 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. We trust you had a good weekend. We had a family wedding. Had to get gussied up and go to a wedding in Minnesota this past weekend. So we were out and about at our nephew's wedding, and they had a spectacular day for it, that's for sure. An outdoor wedding, when you plan those kind of things, you just never know, regardless of the time of year. But they definitely hit a home run this past weekend.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Get ready for a weekend of horsepower, history, and hometown fun. It's the 42nd Annual Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show, coming to the Richland County Fairgrounds in Richland Center, October 3rd through the 5th. Gates open at 8 a.m. each day. Admission is absolutely free for spectators and exhibitors. Enjoy a full weekend of activities from 4-H breakfast both Saturday and Sunday to the pie stand, a youth exhibit area for kids under 16, and even a silent auction. Friday kicks off at 9 a.m. with a truck drive. Saturday, the action starts at 9 with tractor and ATV drives. People movers to get you around, a sawdust scramble at 12:30, and the big parade at 4 p.m. Sunday features an 8:30 cowboy church service and more threshing demonstrations at 12:30. Bring the whole family to the Richland County Fairgrounds October 3rd through the 5th for the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show, a weekend of free fun you won't want to miss.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
49 in WRCO Studios. It is 6:22. Here's Lori Morgan.
I've been living with a heart on the mend, wondering how will I ever be strong. I know I'll live to love again.
Somehow I learned to live with all the
the damns I didn't give. Man, it just is what it is, and I still don't know why I'm alive. Pretend I wouldn't be me if it wasn't for them. When you got no choice, you just push on. I know deep down that's what they'd want, so I just keep breathing until I don't. 'Cause they're still around just as long as I'm alive.
Eddie Montgomery and Alive and Well on WRCL. Hopefully you're feeling like that on a Monday and being grateful for what lies ahead. Some great stuff, some great weather. We'll have info for you to get you in the know with news, weather, and sports in just a moment.
Switching to Progressive is a game-winning call. And that reminds us of other game-winning calls in the history of sports.
It was a doubleheader in August and really hot inside the concession stand. So instead of waiting for people to come to me, I figured I'd walk around yelling, "Hot dogs here!" And that's how I became the first hot dog vendor in sports.
Okay, not really a game-winning call, but it was a good call. You can make one, too. Switch to Progressive and you could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Customer Appreciation Days at Oakwood Fruit Farm are happening this Friday through Sunday. Come enjoy a variety of apples for eating or baking, fresh cider, caramel apples, squash, pumpkins, and a bakery stocked with apples, cider, donuts, turnovers, and take-and-bake pies. Every Tuesday, you get 10% off all apple purchases. The Oakwood Fruit Farm team thanks you for your support, and they invite you to celebrate with them during Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 7 days a week, 9 to 5. Just follow the sign south of Ithaca and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time at 6:30 is sponsored by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, your full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you, and by BL Signs. The forecast for today calls for a high of 84. It will be mainly sunny and very warm for this time of year. Tonight's low at 55, tomorrow again low 80s, and right now it is 48 degrees.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting, to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at news. It was a beautiful day with great weather, family and friends, food and refreshments, as many took advantage of it all to celebrate with staff at Southwest Technical College in receiving the 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence, the highest award a community college can earn. Wisconsin State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley was on hand and spoke a few words to congratulate the community.
Truly an honor to be here with all of you today. Students, educators, parents, advocates. For those of you who didn't know, I live in the district that is Southwest Tech. I was the former superintendent at Pecatonica School District, so I'm very familiar with the partnerships that we had here at Southwest Tech and the work that they do with all the K-12 partners. And we are just united across the board that we share this belief that every student across this region and across the state deserves opportunity, support, and a clear pathway to success.
WRCO News Director Joanne Krulatz had a chance to catch up with DPI Superintendent Jill Underley to ask her what this means for the state.
The work that Southwest Tech has done with student retention is, I think, what really garnered the attention of the Aspen Prize. I mean, a lot of work goes into making sure that when students come here, that they are, you know, on a path to success, path to complete. They really pull out all the stops to make sure students are going to be successful. And so that's really important to the entire state of Wisconsin. We want to make sure that when we're investing in students and in the workforce, that they're going to stay in Wisconsin, and that's what Southwest Tech does.
The 2025 Aspen Prize for Community College Excellence means that Southwest Technical College in Fenimore is the number one two-year college in the nation. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office reported on Saturday night at approximately 11:33, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a disturbance at a residence on North 8th Street in the village of Avoca. The Avoca Police Department, along with an Iowa County Sheriff's deputy, responded to the scene where an investigation of the disturbance occurred. As a result, Sandra K. Riley, 60, of Blue River, was arrested on charges of battery and two counts of disorderly conduct. Riley was transported to the Iowa County Jail, where she currently remains. A Lafayette County man is in critical condition after striking a deer with his motorcycle. Lafayette County deputies say 65-year-old Danny Burkhalter of South Wayne ran into a deer while riding his Harley Saturday morning and was thrown from his motorcycle. He was airlifted to UW Hospital with life-threatening injuries. Deputies say he was not wearing a helmet at the time of the crash, and the crash remains under investigation. A Republican candidate for Wisconsin governor drops out. Milwaukee area business owner Bill Berrien said on Friday that he doesn't see a path forward after the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that Berrien followed several sexually explicit writers online. Berrien, who announced he was running in July, had canceled a Friday night campaign event in Manitowoc. He'd already spent some $400,000 on campaign advertising. His departure leaves two other Republicans, Washington County Executives Josh Schumann and 7th District Congressman Tom Tiffany, who entered the race last week and is the presumed Republican frontrunner. Numerous Democrats are in the race to succeed Democratic Governor Tony Evers, who's not seeking a third term. Partisan primaries will begin next August. More time is again requested for two people charged a year ago in the death of a three-year-old boy. Elijah Vu's mother, 32-year-old Katrina Bauer, and 40-year-old Jesse Vang were back in Manitowoc County Court for a status conference last week. Bauer's attorney said she still needs more time to look through the evidence against her client before moving forward. Vang's attorney said he's ready to file motions but still needs more time before starting. Judge Anthony Lambrecht set Bauer's next status conference for December 1st. Vang won't return to court until January for a scheduling conference. Both were arrested in February of last year after Elijah was first reported missing in Two Rivers and were charged in connection with the boy's death after his remains were found last September. A community forum will be held tonight at 6 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. It will be a community session to update all interested parties on the upcoming issues of the Richland County community. The Richland City Council, Simons, the Richland School District, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics will be in attendance. Mayor Todd Coppernall urges everyone to attend to learn more about the community they live in.
Well, we started to do these community forums a couple of years ago as an opportunity to let people know what each entity, each government entity, and now we've incorporated Bruce with the hospital into some of this as well, so our people know what we're all working on. And more importantly, I think, than that, just an open, more relaxed atmosphere to ask questions to any of us, which we do every time. And it helps us, too. People are happy when they hear from us and they go home with new information. But it helps us, too, because the nature of the questions we get asked sort of help us as we're moving forward as well. What are the people most concerned about? And I've never had anything but positive feedback every time we've done one.
All are welcome to attend the community forum tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6. Hear an update on the campus property, Richland School District construction updates, Simons Recreation Complex updates, and budget information. There will also be a time for you to ask questions. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs have announced nearly $430,000 in grant funding awards for veteran mental health initiatives. The funding through the Veteran Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant Program is meant to support nonprofits that address the mental well-being of veterans in the state. Nine organizations will receive a portion of the grant funding. And Richland Center City Utilities Water Department will again be flushing water mains this week, starting at 7:30 each morning. Today's schedule includes the west side of the Pine River, that is north of West Seminary Street, North Grove Street, West Side Drive, North Stewart Street, Minor Court, Arbor Lane, U.S. Highway 14 west of the Pine River to Well 8, and the area of the UW campus, Richland Center High School, and Panorama Court. During flushing, the entire water system, not just the day's covered flushing zones, could experience rusty or cloudy water and may have reduced water pressure. The water is safe to drink, but could discolor clothes when washing.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
The forecast for today calls for a high of 84 with mainly sunny conditions. And for tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible late, and a low of 55. In Richland Center, the air is calm after a daytime high yesterday of 81. The midnight reading was 53, and it is 48 degrees currently.
At Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center, kids learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where children from 6 weeks to 12 years old can explore, grow, and thrive. They're now enrolling, so if you're looking for a safe, engaging place where your child can shine, call Sunshine and Giggles at 649-5501 today. Sunshine and Giggles, where learning is always full of smiles.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca, call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
WRCO Sports Time today is sponsored by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. Coming up, a look at some over the weekend local sport notes and not a win, not a loss for the Packers last night, and the Brewers will be resting this week.
You may have thought that compact tractors are too expensive. Well, LS Tractors offering 0% for 72 months. Subcompact tractors with motors starting at $267 a month. Larger compact tractors with motors as low as $309 a month. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractors. These high quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors have hydrostatic transmissions and will not break your bank. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Over the weekend, the Richland Center Ithaca cross country team won the Golden Eagle Relays at Fenimore on Saturday morning. RCI boys with a time of 16:17, led by freshman Owen Dreyer, who was the first place runner. Ryan Stadler was third overall in the meet with a time of 17:32. Clayton Lee was the third fastest RCI runner and fourth in the meet, and Robert Budden in the top 10, finishing 10 at 18:33. Fenimore was the second-place team in the meet. River Valley finished 10th. Their top runner was Nathan Hamilton, who was 18th. Kickapoo Lafarge was 7th as a team. Theo Parr had their top time and was 26th in the meet. For the girls, Fenimore, the top team overall. Richland Center Ithaca was 3rd. Pearl Fretz, their fastest runner, she was 13th in the meet. Ava Martin was 14th, and Adeline Lawless was 19th. River Valley's Molly Mass with a 4th-place finish overall and a time of 21:33 it was for River Valley. Aubrey Anlicker was their 11th place runner, second overall for the team, 11th in the meet, and Reagan Sackett was 39th. On Saturday, it was a game for Riverdale getting the win against Pecatonica Argyle 31-0 in high school football that was played on Saturday afternoon. And at the Boys Triangular, hosted by Richland Center soccer team, they were 5-1 winners over Prairie du Chien, but lost 8-0 to Madison Country Day Abundant Life St. Ambrose Academy. Also, it was a loss for Prairie du Chien in their second match, 7-2 to the Madison area school. Richland Church League softball and volleyball will be wrapped up and looked ahead at coming up at a meeting on Tuesday night in the basement of the Free Methodist Church in Richland Center. Teams will be able to wrap up the softball season, and anybody that wants to be a part of the upcoming 25-26 volleyball season should contact the league via email at rcchurchleague@yahoo.com or call Jeremiah Hassel at 608-320-2157 or Dave Turk at 608-604-0846. The Brewers closed the 2025 MLB season with a 4-2 victory at home Sunday. The team they beat, the Reds, were also winners when the Mets lost to the Marlins. That put the Reds in the playoffs. They had jumped on top of the game in the game played at American Family Field with a pair of solo home runs. Back-to-back doubles by Jackson Chirio and Bryce Terang cut the lead in half. Then catcher Danny Jansen's two-run shot put Milwaukee ahead to stay. Closer Trevor Megill returned from the injured list to get the win. The Brewers are off until Saturday, when they will meet the winner of the series between the Cubs and the Padres in the playoffs. Packer kicker Brandon McManus booted a field goal with 1 second left in overtime Sunday night of a 40-40 tie in Dallas. Offense is dominated with both teams running the ball well and both quarterbacks on the money. Jordan Love completed 31 of 43 for 337 yards and 3 touchdown connections with Romeo Doubs. Josh Jacobs rushed for 86 yards and 2 scores. Micah Parsons had 1 sack, but it stopped what would have been a game-winning touchdown run run by Dak Prescott. Green Bay has a bye this week. Also from the world of the NFL yesterday and last night, it was Pittsburgh 24-21 over Minnesota. Atlanta beat Washington 34-27. Buffalo 31, New Orleans 19. Detroit 34, Cleveland 10. Houston 26-0 over Tennessee. The Giants 21, Chargers 18. New England beat Carolina 42-13. Philadelphia 31, Tampa Bay 25. Jacksonville 26-21 over San Francisco. The Rams 27, Indianapolis 20, the Bears 25, Las Vegas 24, and it was Kansas City with a 37-20 win over Baltimore. The Packers, again, a little bit more on that game. Jordan Love talked about the team's not very good clock management at the end of regulation.
Matt was in my ear saying ozone. We knew before that it was going to be an ozone situation if we did get tackled in bounds. So, you know, this is one of those situations where it took us the operation right there. It just took too long. You know, we were wasting too much time right there.
The Packers, with a bye this week, will have time to look back on a 2-1-1 record. A lot of attention will be focused on the next game for the Badgers. Fox Sports' Big Noon kickoff will be in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Saturday. The Wolverines are favored to beat Wisconsin with a betting line at 16.5 points. That is an update on sports. I am Phil Nee.
100.9 WRCO.
The windows roll down, and I'm cruising these back roads on the outskirts of town. I can feel the wind blowing, hear the big engines whine. When I'm cruising these back roads, all my troubles are behind. Well, when I woke up this morning, well, I took me a look outside. It was plain to see.
Coming down that railroad track. Hey, coming down that railroad track. It's the Orange Bus Special, bringing my baby back.
On WRCO with a vintage cut right there. Hopefully you have a lot of vim and vigor after getting rested up on the weekend, right? Oh boy, there were a lot of things going on. It was a busy week last week, could be even busier for us this week with all of the many things that are going on, but I did get a little R&R. I had, naps, plural, got a couple of them yesterday, one while in the car. While driving, I wasn't behind the wheel, luckily, and then a little bit later on as well. I don't feel too bad today, except, and the other thing was I didn't stay up for that Packer game last night either. I'm just kind of determined that maybe, and when there are night games, it's just really tough for me, especially when you get up as early, either go to bed all fired up or you go to bed really tired and mad. So I think maybe it was a combination of both for Packer fans last night. And when I looked at my phone this morning, I'm like, what? 40-40? Are you? Okay. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. Our stellar defense really came through last night, it looks like.
Keep your operation running strong during harvest season with Meyer Oil and LP. Since 1956, families and farms have trusted locally owned Meyer Oil and LP for prompt, reliable, and friendly service. They deliver diesel, gasoline, and propane right to your home or farm, helping you stay fueled and on track. Call Meyer Oil and LP today at 524-3914. From everyone at Meyer Oil and LP, here's wishing farmers a safe and successful harvest.
Start your engines and roll on over to Richland Center for the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. It's three big days, October 3rd, 4th, and 5th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Gates open at 8 a.m. daily, and it's free admission all weekend long. This is the 42nd annual show featuring classic trucks and tractors with a special spotlight on J.I. Case. Come hungry. The 4-H serves up breakfast Saturday and Sunday. Plus, there's a pie stand and a youth area for kids under 16. Friday at 9 a.m., see the truck drive. Saturday at 9, it's the tractor and ATV drive with people movers to help you get around. At 12:30, don't miss the threshing and sawdust scramble and stick around for the parade at 4. Sunday wraps up with Cowboy Church at 8:30 and another round of threshing at 12:30. Mark your calendar now for October 3rd, 4th, and 5th, the Wheels of Time Truck and Tractor Show. Gates open at 8 a.m., admission is free, and the fun lasts all weekend.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
84 later today. We're going to turn those numbers around. It's 48 right now in Richland Center. ABC News coming up at the top of the hour. Here is Sammy Kershaw in the meantime.
They ought to run your picture in a magazine. 'Cause you're the hardest working woman I've ever seen. I'd say quit that job and let them do it themselves. I know we're depending on every dime, but I'm tired of you working.
Coming up following the news, we'll give you another word that you can text in and be a part of the big Go for the Green or Gold text to win contest. Yeah, we have another week of that as well here on the radio. Some more coming up in a few minutes. The updated 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies and consigned clothing for the whole family.